Blog Talk Radio.
It's been a while since we've done an afternoon show, that's for sure. I want to welcome one and all who are listening live this afternoon. Today is one of those days that, you know, you definitely count special in whatever you might be doing in regards to your, you know, career. And in mind, this is definitely a highlight. First and foremost, let's go ahead and get started in my show intro. Dominique Wilkins, Hall of Famer, 9-time All-Star, scoring champ, 2-time slam dunk champion, one of 8 men to average 25 points or more in 10 straight seasons. Jordan, LeBron, Malone, Jerry West, some of those names. FIBA EuroLeague champion. His statue sits in front of State Farm Arena. He will always be one of the greatest Atlanta Hawks ever. But what else do you know about Dominique? What would you like to know? We have a new generation of Hawks players hungry for success. Would you like to know how he feels about the future? He went up against some of the best players in NBA history. Find out his thoughts on the talent of today. And yes, there is another subject we may talk about. But also, of course, he is a businessman now. He has several successful ventures that we'll get to learn about. Dominique Wilkins will be our guest today on Around the ATL. It's going to be a fun and informative show. So please, if you're listening right now, share the show, Blog Talk Radio, but also Instagram, IMTN Worldwide Radio, Facebook, IMTN Worldwide Radio. As per usual, we always try to make sure we give a shout out to the folks that follow us on social media, between definitely the biggest Facebook pages in the South, Falcons Nation, Dirty Bird Nation, Atlanta Bird Gang, We Are the G, the Savage Dogs of UGA, New Pack City, which I'm doing a Facebook Live currently, Atlanta Hawks Nation, Hawks Nation, Atlanta Braves Fan Group, Atlanta FC Fans, and the Atlanta Dream page as well. Please join us. Remember, we are on iHeartRadio now, so don't forget that. Shout out to the Ocon Twins in London, of course, doing their thing. And, of course, Savage South Apparel, the best apparel in the South. Make sure you hit up Mall Made Graphics. Make sure, especially it's Atlanta Hawks season, y'all, all the stuff that you've been seeing him, the Fire and Ice shirt, Luca Ain't a Hawk, all those type of things, you can get it from Mall Made Graphics. Make sure you let them know Around the ATL sent you. Jordan Jackson is our co-host today. He's a writer of Sports Illustrated Bulldog Maven. Also a writer for ATL All Day via FanSided. Let's go ahead and make sure he gets into the show. Jordan, how are you doing today, sir?
Doing great, sir. Extremely excited to get a chance to speak to the legend, the Hall of Famer, Dominique Wilkins. I want to give a shout out to Atlanta Talk Sports, all our Hawks fans on Hawks Twitter that listen to Around the ATL, and also all of the Georgia Bulldogs fans who are excited to hear what Mr. Wilkins has to say, being that he is a Hawk and a dog, which makes him very special in Atlanta sports lore. So with that being said, sir, let's get to it.
With that, let's go ahead and bring Mr. Wilkins onto the show. Dominique, how are you doing this afternoon, sir? Dominique.
Good. How's it going, guys?
Doing very well. All right. So we won't take too much of your time. We know you're busy, but again, I just want to say how special it is that you're on the show. You might not remember, long time ago during the All-Star weekend that was in Atlanta last, a friend of mine was hired to help do some marketing for you via Ralph Sampson. I got to meet you then, take some pictures with you, enjoy that weekend with you. So I definitely appreciate, again, this opportunity having you on the show, sir.
Oh, thank you, man. Appreciate it.
No problem. All right, my first question. So regarding the fact that the league, you know, in your time, I feel still is one of the best periods of NBA history, a lot of that per the rules of the time. And then also, of course, the Hall of Famers that you played up against. I want to ask, what was it like actually playing against some of the best of all time? And what made it possible for you to elevate your game to match up with them?
Well, first of all, when you play against the best, you become one of the best. And I think that's the pretty much the essence of becoming a great player, is being willing to play against the best players. I never wanted to play with the best, because mm-hmm. I could never measure my greatness if I played with the best. But it was all about competing against the best players who played the game. And that era was a monster.
Mm-hmm. I want to bring up the example, because there's a specific reason I asked that question. The 88 Eastern Conference Finals against the Celtics. Now, we've all experienced it. We all watched it and everything. But I myself was around 13 years old, I guess. And I was always, well, you're my most favorite athlete of all time. But when I played basketball in the playgrounds and things of that nature, especially at my house, anybody says anything bad about Dominique, they're going to get 70 dropped on them. So that particular series especially, that one was – it was just amazing. So tell us a little bit about that series, and you against that Celtics team, your team against theirs, you against Bird. Tell us a little bit about how you felt that series.
Well, first of all, you're going up against five Hall of Famers on one team, in that Celtics team. And it basically is game six set up saying game seven, because it was a prediction that he made a prediction that he would win that game, that the Hawks had the opportunity. But, you know, I had other plans. And so it just set up for one of the greatest shootouts in seventh game history. You had two guys just matching each other's will. And it came down to the last shot to determine who was going to advance or not. But I think the biggest compliment I got after the game, Larry said, both of us deserve to win, but unfortunately one of us got to go home.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Jordan, you have
a
question.
It was a heck of a series.
Yes, it was. Definitely remember that. And Mr. Wilkins, just to say, Mr. Highlight Film, I should say, great pleasure to speak to you. Don't want to date you, but I did grow up watching you. My grandfather and I would drive from the small town of Smithfield, Georgia, to the Omni to watch you guys play. It was one of the biggest thrills I had, and you are the reason why I am a huge Hawks fan still to this day. So definitely just appreciate all that you brought in your career. One of the things, or my first question, it's about the 50 greatest players list, and it's one of the things that was one of the greatest travesties in sports, in my opinion, that you were left off of that list. Now, one player that seems to get ranked higher than you on a lot of lists of small forwards is Scottie Pippen. However, I remember you giving him buckets just as easily as you gave everyone else. So with that being said, who were some of the toughest defenders that you faced?
Well, you got to understand, a lot of guys play with other superstars on their teams. I never played with another superstar and still carried a team to 50-plus wins for eight separate times. So in the Eastern Conference, which was impossible at that time, I just think the 50 greatest at that time was a joke. You know, at the time, I was seventh all-time leading scorer in history. But, you know, it's a lot of times the favoritism plays a major part in it, and that was one of those times. And but you know what? The biggest compliment I got is from my peers. They said it's not a 50 greatest, and Dominique wasn't on it, so it doesn't really matter to me. But some of the greatest players I ever played against, where do you start? You're talking Larry Bird, Bernard King, English, Stanley, Worthy, Terry Cummings, Mark Aguirre, Dr. J, Bernard King, and Fernando. It's too many. It's too many to even name.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
And just to follow up on Jordan, that's why I put that in the intro. I mean, at the end of the day, you're one of a few, a very small few, you were beyond a threat. You were dangerous. You were one of the only ones that Jordan always say, yeah, I'm worried about him tonight. You see what I'm saying? And to get that from a Jordan from that era as well, I just think
they knew what I brought to the table. You know, they knew that there wasn't going to be an easy win, that they were going to have to fight to beat us. And, you know, and it was always a dogfight, and that's what it's about. You know, I think my peers knew what I brought to the table, and the type of game that I had, you know. And a lot of times, you know, it gets overlooked because of I was a great athlete, and they looked over my other attributes, you know, mm-hmm. that I brought to the table. But, again, my peers know. Jordan and guys knew Magic, Bird, everybody knew what I brought. And there's sometimes when you're not into the game of basketball, you don't see those things. And so it's quick to judge who a guy really is.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Thanks again for everybody listening to Around the ATL this afternoon. I have a question that still kind of goes back to the past, Neek. I don't know if you've been asked this question before, but of the teams that you played with, all of your teams as far as the Hawks go, was there a team that you just knew that if the opportunity did present itself and things had went the way, of course, we all as fans had wanted, would have won the NBA Finals?
Oh, man, in the 80s, man, everybody was good. Everybody was good. Particularly at Eastern Conference, it was a bump and grind conference. And, you know, you had Milwaukee, you had Cleveland, New York, Chicago, Boston, us. It was a lot of teams, Philadelphia, teams that you had to fight. It was a dogfight to get out of the East. And so any of those teams could have won the championship.
Absolutely.
Actually, I do have a question from one of our fans, Wayne Roundtree from Atlanta. He actually asked, it's kind of an error question. Now, you have to be honest on this one, Neek. Would you prefer playing, staying in your era, or with what you know now with our era, the future, with the rule changes and things of that nature? What would you think you could have done in this era, and do you think you would prefer to play in this era knowing who you are as a player?
You know, people ask that question all the time, and I give you two parts to that. First of all, I wouldn't change what I became and the era I played in because it built who I was as a player. And so if people ask you, would you change anything if you had to go back? No. I mean, that was the era we was blessed with. And so I was fortunate in such a great era. But on the flip side of that, under the rule changes and all the other things, I would definitely love to play in this era. If, you know, with the way they get paid and the rule changes, you kidding me? Yes, I would love to play if it comes to that.
Yeah, yeah. Those paychecks
I think you would have scored 75 in a game in this era, Dominique.
Well, I played in the hand check era, and, you know, and that tests your will, you know, how good you really are, how tough you really are. That's what that tests. But, you know, again, you got to give every era their own respect. You know, every era is different, and I hate when people do the comparisons of the different era. We had our time. It's these guys' time, and, you know, gotta let them live it.
Yeah. Jordan, you have another question for Mr. Wilkins.
Yes, sir. Speaking of this era, Trae Young is a guy in this era who is leading our team now. He seems to be a guy that takes things personal, seems to have a burning desire to prove others wrong. So my question for you, was that something that you used to fuel you proving others wrong? And what other qualities being around Trae Young do you see that gives him a similar mentality to the greats that are known by one name, such as Dominique, Kobe, Jordan?
Well, you know what? I spent my whole life proving people wrong. So I have personally no problem with that mentality with Trae, because that burning desire he has is going to make him a great player one day. So I have no problem with that at all. And I love he had that toughness. For a little guy like that to bring that kind of toughness is rare to see that.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's a pleasure for me to see a young guy that brings that. And as he continues to grow as a young point guard, how he makes his teammates better is going to really be a test of his talent and his will. So I look for him to continue to do special things in this league. I mean, I'm a fan of Trae Young.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Well, speaking of that, and my next question actually has a little bit to do with the last few off seasons. You know, the last 4 years, we know there's been a, you know, change of the guard, you know, so to speak, as far as Atlanta Hawks organization goes. And the last two offseason, we've, you know, stockpiled a young, you know, pardon the pun, bit of talent here. So what do you think in regards to what we have started to compile as far as a new core. And with this new league that we kind of talked about earlier, the Eastern Conference as it stands now, how do you think these young Hawks are going to be looking over the next few years in the Eastern Conference and, of course, against the rest of the league?
Well, the Eastern Conference is wide open. And I think that if anybody has a true shot, well, I said the top teams in the East have a true shot to come out. I don't think there's one clear favorite. But as a young team, you know, it's too early to say, talk about playoffs and all that kind of stuff. The thing that you have to talk about is development, how quickly they develop, how quickly they gain chemistry, and they get, and really learn how to play the NBA game. We're going to be an exciting young team this year. I truly believe that. But, again, you're going to go through some growing pains, you know, and every young team does. And so we're no different.
Yeah, exactly. So again, thanks for everybody listening to Around the ATL. This is a special privilege. We have Mr. Dominique Wilkins on the line right now, Hall of Famer. Jordan, you have another question, I'm sure.
Yes, sir, Mr. Highlight Film. You, like I mentioned at the beginning of the show, you have a special place in Georgia sports lore, having been a Georgia Bulldog and an Atlanta Hawk. And so my question is, do you watch much UGA football? If so, your thoughts on the football program? And also, what are your thoughts on what Coach Tom Crean is building with UGA hoops, a season that we're very excited for?
Well, I'm a Bulldog through and through. I bleed red and black, you know. So,
yes, sir. Me too.
Anything Georgia, I'm a true fan. And, you know, when they do well, it just, you know, makes me proud and brightens up my day. So I'm proud of what Coach Crean has done down there. Coach Crean is trying to build another culture then as far as basketball, and he got some good young recruits. So I'm pushing for him to do very well. You know, I know Coach Crean very well. We've talked a couple of times. And I'm pulling for him to build a positive culture as far as basketball at UGA.
Absolutely. And Georgia, this Atlanta area, we actually have We're a hotbed as far as recruits, so it's good that Coach Crean is starting to keep some of those guys like Ant-Man Edwards home and build a program here.
Yeah, I mean, it's all about building a program. It's all about, you know, building a legacy, you know, for our university. So, you know, Coach Crean is no different, and I think that he can do one for a very smart man, and I really like his focus and his direction that he's trying to go in as far as our school. So, you know, it's just going to take some time to really help build that, and I think he's going to do that.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's for sure. So, to the Hawks one more time, Neek. The future looks bright, and we know we're talking about, well, first of all, it's going to be exciting. We all know that. Anybody who actually watched things on the floor, and this team is going to continue to grow year after year. Do you feel that this generation of Hawks will win a championship eventually?
That's the goal. That's the goal. And our ownership with Tony Ressler, that's what he's trying to build this team. That's why he acquired this team, is to one day build a championship. Anything less, you know, I think you're shortchanging yourself as players, as an organization. So, absolutely, one day that's the goal, is to get to that level.
Exactly. Dominique, could you tell us some of the because again, you've been in Atlanta forever now, it seems like, for all of us. You've been a part of the community, you've been doing big things over a period of time, but you have a lot of different business ventures, and I don't think everybody doesn't know all of them. Could you mention some of those different businesses that you've launched, and also you actually have a show of your own as well?
Well, yeah, a lot of different things that I'm involved in. Cigar business that I've launched my own cigar. I'm also into television. It's, you know, launching my own show called The Dominant Ones. Also in the shaving business as well. So it's a lot of different things that I do. But one of the biggest things, too, is philanthropy. You know, I sit on chairman of the board of Culture City that deals with sensory inclusion issues.
Right.
And so it's all about autism. So we're constantly trying to build a culture of education to help give these kids different options, different safe havens where they're comfortable.
That's a wonderful thing
right there. And we always encourage, you know, everybody to, you know, pay attention to those type of things, because it's, you know, once you get to the element of being in the spotlight over a period of time, is how you use that that energy to, you know, be able to influence people on the positive end. So we definitely appreciate that.
No question.
Dominique, I do have something to throw at you. It's, I don't know if it's on the – let's see. We'll see what you do with this one. On the broadcast with our guy Bob Raffin, who's been on the show plenty of times, of course, there's that one call of yours that's been, you know, you really take it, you know, to heart as Hawks fans. When did you first come up with the phraseology, "That's the dagger"? And could you tell us a little bit about it?
That's the dagger?
Yeah.
The dagger, I mean, that's a basketball term. You know, it's a basketball term that's been used, you know, since the beginning of time. You know, when you get to a point where you know you got a team on the run and you pretty much got them, you know, backpedaling, and you hit them with that one big shot or one big play, that's a dagger in their heart. And so they're pretty much done after that.
Yep. Yes, well, we enjoy it, because every time we hear from that. You, we know that has happened on the court. So we always anticipate right. When you're going to tell us, you know. So I had to at least bring that up at least one time, Dominique. I had to get you.
No problem. No problem.
Well, first and foremost, Dominique, I want to say thank you and be appreciative of the time you've taken out this afternoon. I know your schedule is mad busy.
Yeah, you're hitting this plane right now, heading out to Detroit.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thank you once again. Hopefully have you on once again.
Okay. Guys, take care.
Thank you so much, Mr. Wilkins, and safe flight to Detroit, sir.
Yes, sir. And that was Mr. Dominique Wilkins, who took time out right before. I was wondering what those background noises was. Now we know. He's sitting on the plane, y'all. So, oh man. So I'm glad I was able to get that last one in there, because I would have been terribly upset if I wasn't able to get that in about the DAC. I had to do it. We know, as Hawks fans, that's why I said, as Hawks fans, we know how excited we are when we get to hear that. We have fun when he says it. So. Hopefully all that listened today live, and those who watched, thanks for those who were watching through Facebook page, our New Pack City page, Steven, Eddie, Anthony, anybody else who will watch this after. Hopefully you clicked on the link, though. Hopefully you clicked on the link and you were able to listen to Dominique live. Jordan, first and foremost, because I do have a little bit of time. By the way, thanks also, Jordan, for switching your schedule around a little bit as well today to be available. How did you enjoy speaking to Mr. Wilkins?
Well, first of all, it was almost like a kid before Christmas last night, man. It was hard to go to sleep because, I mean, we literally just spoke to a Hall of Famer. We're talking NBA royalty. We're talking Atlanta Hawks royalty. We're talking about Georgia Bulldogs royalty. We're talking about Atlanta and Georgia sports royalty. So such a great honor and a privilege to speak to a guy who I grew up watching this man play. My grandfather and I would come to the Omni to watch games. One week, you know, couldn't make it up to Atlanta from South Georgia. We actually would go down the street to a neighbor's house who had one of the big ET satellites and watch Hawks games on satellite TV. And so to get a chance to speak to a guy who is the reason why I'm a Hawks fan was such a great thrill, to hear him talk about, you know, the battles playing against the best, to hear him saying he didn't want to team up with the best. He wanted to go against the best because
big.
It made
yeah.
him better. Yeah, man, such a thrill, sir, such a thrill.
And again, just hopefully all the Hawks fans that did listen, and those who will listen eventually on whether it be Spotify or iHeartRadio or Radio.com or Spreaker, who will listen to it later, will get
Play.
To appreciate just him talking about the past, talking about that 88 series, and you can hear it from him. Bird trying to make his little prediction, and Dominique saying, "I wasn't about to have that." That was, you know, for
he
me.
He had other plans.
That was just cool in this element. And like I said, for me, just going back when I was a kid and playing basketball, it's like, man, you can't be. I had this one guy who really hated Dominique, like seriously. And so when everybody came to come to my house to play basketball, because we had the only goal on the block, he would always, you know, he would slip it in sometimes, you know, a little dig here, dig there. And yeah, back then I could dunk. Back then I could do all, I mean, I could do a lot back then, y'all. Yeah, I'm dropping 70 on you because you just pissed me off, you know. So for me to, again, for me to be able to get to talk to him in that manner was definitely a big deal. Hopefully, Wayne, you were listening as I got your question out there in regards to the both of the leagues. And you heard him, you know, he would love, you know, on the other hand, he would love to be out there, you know, getting those checks and, you know, no rules, basically. You can't touch me. So, yeah, just like Jordan said, probably would. 75 a night, easy, you know.
buckets on buckets, sir.
Buckets on buckets.
I mean,
so,
if you couldn't hand check this man, as physical, as many points as he put up in the error, that was the most, one of the most physical errors of the NBA. Now,
yeah.
Imagine that you can't bump him and you can't hand check him like that. Imagine him going to the line the number of times that James Harden goes to the line. His numbers would have been unbelievable, sir.
Oh, and Neek hit those free throws now.
Yes.
He was proficient at that.
And not only that, I also believe that Dominique would average 10 rebounds in today's NBA. That's one of the things people don't realize is how great of a rebounder Dominique Wilkins truly was. And in this era with less seven-footers and less physical, I believe he grabbed 10 boards tonight as well.
Exactly. Those that are listening, and if you notice, I had not put the number out there because this was not going to be a call-in show, unfortunately. Okay, now what's going on? All right, so
yeah,
I had to switch my location. Y'all, hopefully y'all didn't hear that. I had to switch locations to do this show per distance and the logistics and a whole bunch of other stuff. And so I'm in unfamiliar territory when it comes to the phone system around here. But it was just exciting to have Dominique on. And as we get ready to wrap up this particular show, just wanted to give you a few reminders. It's the beginning of the season. You heard Dominique. He's getting on the plane to go to Detroit, right? So
yes.
Tonight, tomorrow, of course, you know, the first game of the season is happening. We've been waiting for it for a long time. You know, it seems like literally forever. But, again, the NBA does such a great job of segueing month by month to where basically the NBA season now is a year-long thing. So we had a great season, minus the record, last year. And then we had this offseason. We had free agency. You know, Vince Carter decided to remain a Hawk to finish his career. And we've had these young the new young guns, a new crop of young guns coming into the system. So this season is going to be just as anticipated, if not more, than last year. So it starts tomorrow night. Now, just to let y'all know, Jordan and I plan on doing a show tomorrow night. We're going to do our two-hour premiere show for the Atlanta Hawks. So be looking out for that. It's basically going to be our follow-up from this interview today. But, of course, we're going to be talking about the upcoming season, ins and outs. I believe Jamal from New Pack City put up a win prediction thread, things of that nature. So we'll throw that out there a little bit. We're going to have fun. So definitely tune in for that. I'll be posting the information up later on, probably this evening at this point. So look out for that. Jordan, any other final thoughts? Shout out to Derek. I see Derek just joined on New Pack City Facebook page. Appreciate everybody who's listening and watching. Any final thoughts before we get out of here today?
Well, my final thought is, and I was scrolling Twitter this morning, it said that Blake Griffin is going to miss a couple weeks to start the season, so he will not be available for the Detroit Pistons when the Atlanta Hawks go to Detroit. So my first prediction before our preview show is the Hawks come away with a win in their first game. That's going to be my first prediction. With no Blake Griffin, the Hawks are going to go down to Detroit. They're going to get a hard-fought win in the first game of the season and get this season off, started off right. Now, we know we have a tough 22-game stretch to start the season, and so there are going to be some ups and downs. And so I just implore all the Hawks fans to stay patient during that tough stretch. Don't overreact like many do to a couple losses here or there, because when the dust settles, I think that we'll all be happy about where the Hawks sit at the end of this season. And of course, I'll have more on that on our NBA preview show as far as my official predictions for this season.
Most definitely. I feel pretty much the same way. My biggest takeaway from this upcoming season is if we play defense of any kind more than we did last year, we're going to win a lot more games just by default. Because scoring is not our issue.
True.
We have all of that you could ever hope for, plus more now. We're always going to be viewed as a dangerous team. We can come back from any deficit for the most part. But it's a matter of will we and can we stop anybody? Because if we do that, okay, even with the turnovers, we had played a little bit better defense last year. We would admit, I still feel, and I'm going to keep saying it, we would have went to the playoffs last year. Even with the injury, well, maybe not with the injuries, a couple here and there. But we were close.
We just had John. We just had John last year.
Yeah. So this year, I that's why I'm excited. That's why I'm very not just so much hopeful, but and I know Dominique said don't think about the playoffs. So he's just thinking about development. But we have a lot of development, and with the coaching staff, I trust them. I trust them implicitly. To get everybody where they need to be, put them in the best positions to succeed, things of that nature, and accountability, you know. And last year's offseason also showed the accountability part too, right? We all know what we're talking about there. So that being said, I'm just excited. I will be at the home opener. I will be trying to make my way down to the court if we get there early enough to see if I can shake Mr. Dominique Wilkins' hand, you know, meet him in person for the, you know, second or third time. I've met him a couple of times, but it's always in passing or whatnot back in the day in Atlanta. But still haven't met Bob yet, so I'm definitely wanting to meet Bob. Bob's been on our show like how many times, 5 or 6 times? I still not met Bob in person. But like I said, Bob is like one of the most down-to-earth people, definitely professional, definitely someone I would love to get to meet and, you know, get to chat with before Saturday night.
Make sure you check out Mr. Holman again while you're there too as well.
I know exactly where he sits and everything too. Again, don't freak out, everybody listening to 92.9. If all of a sudden you hear the record scratch, you know, and all of a sudden you hear my voice, don't get mad or anything. Just roll with it, okay? At least for the first 10 minutes. So we always joke about that. But anyway, as we do bring this show to a close, because now I actually have to try to start doing some more logistics. Again, this is the middle of the day, and I am actually supposed to be somewhere else called my employment. So we're going to try to figure that out in a bit.
Well, you know, you make exceptions to speak to, you know, an all-time great. I said, you know, you're making some exceptions and move some things around to speak to an all-time great like Mr. Human Highlight Film, Dominique Wilkins.
Of course. And you see, George is just hitting up, says, sorry, he was on a conference call. Just listen to the playback. Now, you'll be able to listen to it pretty quickly on Spreaker, but I have to do some stuff to get it back, to get it on iHeartRadio for those who are watching on Facebook. But it goes on Spreaker pretty quickly, so listen there. Also, if you're on Blog Talk Radio, of course, you can listen to the playback there. But later on this evening, it'll be on iHeartRadio and also radio.com once I upload it. So be looking out for that. So definitely appreciate everybody who, you know, tried to listen. Again, it's the middle of the day. It's the middle of the day. You know what I'm saying? But, again, we want to accommodate Dominique. And obviously we see why, of course, you know, on his way traveling and whatnot, y'all, going to Detroit. So he really did accommodate us today. So we really appreciate him. You know, we'll never forget this, seriously. So again, one more time before we get out of here, thanks for everybody that listened, who always have been showing us support since the very beginning. Again, we're a year and a half, well, not quite year and a half in for around the ATL, but we're working it. And this is definitely a highlight, pardon the pun again, it's my second one tonight, or today. But we're working it, working hard to bring you some real good content for Atlanta and Georgia sports, which we accomplished both of those for UGA and Atlanta today, didn't we? Don't forget, tomorrow night, I will be announcing, more likely it'll be the same time frame, 10 to midnight. We're going to do our preview show for the Atlanta Hawks. Later on in the week, we'll kind of come back to all of the sports. We'll do some, you know, Atlanta United, some Atlanta Falcons. We haven't, you know, decided on what day we're going to do that yet. Well, I wasn't supposed to say that, right? And Braves off season since the World Series is here. So we'll get back into that probably later in the week. But this took precedence, so that's why we kind of bumped everything this week. So be looking out for that. And please, if you're listening, please do the following. IMTM Worldwide Radio on Facebook and Instagram. Like the page, follow the page. And if you haven't done so, pick one, Spotify. We have a lot of downloads from Spotify. I still don't know why. but I guess people just like the show from there. Spreaker, iHeartRadio, and of course, most notably, and the newest one, radio.com. And you can download all of those apps and listen to the show. You can pause, fast forward, reverse, all that kind of good stuff. So please do that. Please make sure you're following my business page as well, IMTN Worldwide on Instagram. Make sure you check out, I have a casting for my movie going on right now. The Ocon Twins have two different projects that they're working on in London currently. Check those out. I have some new people that I'll be working with, so you can see all those cool things on IMTN Worldwide on Instagram. I have a lot of different things going on in Atlanta right now. I got a fashion show coming up. So if you want to find out about some of those things and things that I do within the heartbeat of Atlanta, please follow up, hit me up, DM me or whatnot. Jordan, let people know where they can find out about some of your newest ventures in regards to writing, and, of course, on social media.
Yes, you can check me out at the Georgia Bulldog Maven on sportsillustrated.com. I have a new article that highlights the milestone of Matthew Stafford surpassing Matt Ryan as the earliest quarterback to reach 40,000 yards passing. Also, check out atlallday.com. I have an article out there today basically talking about the Atlanta Falcons, how they should continue to be sellers at this trade deadline. Very detailed article. Check it out there. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Jordan23ATL. Like the Georgia Bulldog Maven Facebook page, like the ATL All Day Facebook page. I just want to take the time to thank all of you guys out. Thank you, all of you guys out there who support us, who listen to us live today. Those of you who don't, when you don't catch us live, who will be listening to this from the podcast form. We appreciate you guys very much supporting us as we bring you this original Atlanta sports content, some content that you aren't even getting from the local radio station. So we just thank you guys so much, all the guys out there on Facebook and Twitter, all of my 229 people. And last but not least, as always, I got to thank God for giving me this breath that I breathe to talk about these Atlanta and these Georgia sports that I love.
Man, Jordan's out there trying to start battles out there right at the end of the show. Just trying to sneak that in there. Like, I wasn't going to notice that. But anyway, so next time, folks, and Jordan knows what I'm talking about, too. But we had to, a battle is coming, y'all, around the ATL. We feel that we're next up. That's why we have fun on our show, as you notice. But we try to make sure that when we do interviews and we have our interviews, that they're as professional as possible, and they're that's why I said in my intro, informative as possible. Things you might not have heard or might not have heard in a certain way. From a guest on the show or whatnot. So definitely we appreciate everybody who's been listening, like Jordan said, as we get out of here today. And you know, thank you all again. Can't thank you all enough, those who have been continuing supporting us from the beginning. But make sure you let other people know. If you listen to this show, if you're listening, share it. Do me that favor. Share it. Post it. Tweet it.
Yes.
Like it.
Tell
whatever you guys do
social
media-wise. Yeah, exactly. How many this time, Jordan?
77
now. 77 is a new number. We've been going up since June of last year. So 77. You got to share it with at least 77 people. So, all right. That being said, let me get out of here. I have to hop on the plane too, I think. So that being said, we're gonna get out of here. Can't wait for tomorrow night's game. We'll be on the air pretty much right after it. So if you did get to miss this show, don't miss tomorrow's show. That being said, it's Around the ATL. Chris, it's Jordan. Y'all take care. Have a great rest of the Wednesday. Peace.
Go Hawks. Go Dawgs.